girls and gays. We got girls. We got gays. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Oh, let's do it. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta after show panel here for AfterBuzz TV. Why are you so obsessed with me?
That's the question of the night.
That is the question of the night. Everyone's obsessed with us, especially you guys. So thank you for joining us on your Sunday nights, the Real Housewives of Atlanta after show. It was a fantastic episode, a setup episode, but we are going to get right into it right now. Girls, what did you think about the episode?
I am obsessed.
Obsessed.
Loved it. It was, well, I loved, like, the end of it, to be honest. It took a minute to get to the juice, but when we got to it,
it's gonna get juicy. It's gonna get juicy. It's all about Needy tonight. And we start with Needy and Greg right at the top of the show. I'm so glad that Greg is okay. His surgery went okay. You know, we love Needy and Greg. They are a fantastic couple. The realest couple on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, personally. As you know, Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And I can't do this without my panel, so let's get it going. My girls are here.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? Erica Edwards here, and you can follow me at Erica D. Edwards on everything.
Give us that follow. Give us that like. Give us that thumbs up while you're at it.
Those DM slides.
Yeah, slide in our DMs, please.
Thank you.
Someone actually did.
The DM for
AfterBuzz. An AfterBuzz viewer.
There we go.
I was like, Mom, am I famous yet? She said no.
She's getting popular, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of popular, we have so many popular people tonight. It was like a little reunion of season one with Lisa Wu making a cameo. All these people coming in. We will get to that, but let's start with Nini and Greg, like we were talking about. I'm so glad that Greg is okay. It was cute to see them, you know, just talk about the future and making sure that Greg is good. You got to take care of your man.
I love Greg. So he's my favorite husband, has always been my favorite husband. Yeah. And I'm really happy to see him okay. And I'm also happy. I like seeing Nini, not vulnerable. Well, yeah, vulnerable. I like seeing her, like, not so sassy and, like, you know, whatever. I like how she's just, like, a softie.
I like her, yeah, because Greg sort of softens her, he calms her down, and then I love the fact that they had her in the, like, no makeup, makeup look, trying to talk. I was like, I still see your foundation and your gloss blue, but I appreciate you to put on no lashes for this scene, and you tried to look more natural and authentic, so that part was cute.
Well, no makeup means just a little powder and a little bit of gloss these days.
Exactly, exactly.
Can't go fully naked. We're on camera, ladies and gentlemen. And then we move on right into Jack Daniels, which I had a lot over the Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving weekend?
I did. I cooked my first ever, like, full Thanksgiving meal. Ooh. I was so proud of myself.
Fail or success?
No, it was actually really good. Like, everyone was like, I thought I was gonna fail, but it went well.
Cool. I just hung out with friends. I kind of missed home a little bit. Mm. So that's why I'm wearing my Chi-Town spirit things to remind me of home.
Represent.
Yes, you got to.
Represent Jack Daniels and Sheree. They are together working on Sheree's life because he is a life coach and he's trying to coach her through her life. She still hasn't had a talk with the children. This talk is something that we are going to anticipate seeing on the show. Sheree talk about her domestic violence history with her children. What do you guys think about this?
I mean, he told her he needed a timeline for when she was going to do it. And she said within the next 2 weeks. And with all of these offers she's getting about, you know, being an ambassador for like domestic violence awareness and then what Kenya offers her later on in the episode, she's definitely going to have to talk about it. I mean, you can't be talking to everybody and about it, especially the public, and not talking to your children who live with you.
Yeah,
it was cool to see her kind of really talk about it with him, and I just hope they finally, like, get to it already, you know, because we've been talking about this forever.
She does have to kind of nip it in the bud.
Yeah, and I love the fact that she has therapists that deliver or come to your home because she didn't actually go to his office. I was like, Jack Daniels that comes to your house. That's marvelous. House calls. Yes, yes, yes. A house call doctor. That is nice.
When you have a doctor making house calls, you know you've made it.
Yes. Very true.
Those house calls can't be cheap.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's right. He's a life coach. That's cool. I that's interesting. Cause
so it might be like less, you know.
Do you have to go to school to be a life coach?
I don't think so, because I know some life coaches, and, you know, they just...
How do you become a life? Like, do you just experience
I think
life?
That's one of those jobs people just make
That's
up.
One of those jobs like you just post something on Craigslist and be like, look, I'll coach you on your life. Like,
you know what? I'm a life coach. I'll coach all of y'all. Yeah. Give me some money. I'll tell you exactly what to do and where to go. What's where? I'll coach you.
Also, I feel like, maybe it's just me, but I feel like her kids are... Most of them are adults, though the only one that isn't... Is like what, 17 or something? I feel like they know.
They do know. We talked about this last episode, but you know, it's just a barrier that Sheree has to break down. You know, this domestic violence talk, it's not an easy subject. It's a dark, heavy subject, and she just has to push through. But I'm glad that she has a life coach, Jack Daniels, that's pushing her through it.
Yeah.
I love her. I mean, her kids are old enough where they think if she sits down, they probably already know because I'm sure they watch, they have internet. I'm sure they go on Instagram. I'm sure they have social media. So they probably already know, but she should confirm.
Yep. Well, I'm glad that she's joining the Coalition of Domestic Violence. We always love charity. And the Housewives are known for dipping into the charity. That's what kind of started off this entire show. We move right on into Candy and Todd. Can I just say Riley holding Ace was so cute.
It is really cute.
Can I say Riley looked amazing?
Yes!
I was like, Riley got rid of all that little baby fat she'd been carrying for years. She was looking good. Her weave was tight. Her hat, black, whatever, by popular demand was dope. I was like, look at Riley trying to hold the baby and really style and profile.
Yeah, she looked really cute.
So I love that. She looked great. Like, that's the best I've seen her.
She looks like a mini Candy on the low. I was like looking at them sit next to each other because I used to always think she looked more like her dad. But she's definitely starting to look like Candy.
She is.
And I was like, go off, Mama.
She's really grown into her own person. It was nice to see. Totally on point with the fashion. I love that she said, I hate zoos. Mm-hmm. But then she didn't really go forward. She kind of backtracked a little bit. She's like, well, I just don't like going. I don't really know what she said. But it's okay to hate the zoos, girl. It's okay. Animals like these days. Yeah, it's the year 2017. Not everyone is super on point and super friendly with the zoos. So have an opinion and stand on it, girl. I love that she looked cute and I love that she's coming into her own person, looking like a little woman, which is good. Yes. Don Juan comes in and clearly Candy Corporate Entertainment is suffering just a tiny bit without Carmen because they don't even have a hotel.
Oh, no. My God. I'm like, what does Don want? What was he supposed to be doing?
For real.
He doesn't know how to pack. He didn't get you a hotel. Is he just, like, the passenger? Because he didn't drive the vehicle to get them to the airport. I'm not sure what he's really supposed to be doing there.
He's just there to, like, list what's going wrong with everything.
Well, that's what he usually does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously he's very important because Candy's like, well, me and Don Juan will get through this. So he is just a pivotal,
I know, I'm like, well, what is Don Juan's job? Because he hasn't done anything.
For real. I would have been like, if he would have said, oh, well, we don't have a hotel, I would have been like, well, you have a phone and we're driving there. Mm-hmm. Get on hotels.com and book me something.
Mm-hmm. I know, I thought Don Juan was the employee, like,
Airbnb, work it out, make it happen. I need to find a place to stay. I love how we had a little cameo by Monique Smith.
Yeah.
Y'all remember this girl?
I do remember Monique. She got into it with Phaedra, remember? And her husband, and Phaedra was like,
well, she was just trying to prove. Oh, that's right.
So Monique, I think she was trying to get a peach, but she caused too much shade in one weekend.
not only was she trying to get a peach, but she just didn't go about it the right way. Yeah, she came a little too hard for Phaedra.
Yeah.
And she was trying to prove too much that she was a real solid unit with her husband.
Right.
And we all know with Housewives history, when we smell smoke, there's always fire.
So true.
Don't be trying to prove your relationship. Just let it happen because we can see when it's forced. We can see it all. We've been watching these shows for 10 years. We know it all, baby.
Yes, but Monique's, it was nice to see her back.
It was nice to see her back. I love that she was pushing Nene's buttons a little bit with Portia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing up Portia, going, hey, you know, what's up? You need to have a sit down with her. And Nene is not about it. Nene doesn't want to make up with Portia.
I just don't think it's a big enough conflict for them to be acting like this.
I know.
Like, I just,
And you know Nene, when she's upset, exactly. if you don't come at her the right way with the right verbiage, she gets upset. She's like, why are you so angry with me? Well, that set her off again. Now she doesn't want to meet with her because you labeled Nene as angry.
But I mean, Nene, girl, you are acting real angry. Like, people, yeah, she's rational holding, people don't
they're both holding
like that.
On to it a little bit. Too long. I mean, for Portia, I get it, because outside of Nene, what's her storyline? Oh, I'm a vegan. So she's got to have something.
A baby vegan.
Right. I'm a baby vegan. So I don't know how that's going to last for 23 weeks. So I understand her motivation, but I feel like, Nene, you're supposed to be the OG, the queen bee.
Right.
Squash it already.
Squash it so we can have a good white party. And we move right on over to Portia. Did you guys get that really, really short clip of when she went to greet her at the door? Lauren and Portia were like, hi. They hugged, and after she was like,
yeah.
Right.
Lauren she just gave dropped this that look like, okay. Lauren, the cameras are still running, boo.
Lauren, like, you might get a peach for that, because that was hilarious.
That's such a, like, sisterly thing, though. Like, when I saw that, I was like, wow, that is me and my sister to a T. Like, you low-key, because, like, sometimes you just want to be fake with people, but, like, when it's your sibling, you know? Especially your sister.
I have a brother. We not fake. If we not speaking, we don't actually speak. So that's just what we do. So if we speaking, we speak. If we don't, we don't. We don't actually pretend.
Me and my sister will just go at it until it's, like, solved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Or she'll just call me out, and I'll be like, yeah, you're right. And, yeah, I was being a butthole. You know, it happens. You know, sister love, I'm glad they're making up, though, because blood is thicker than water. You got to get that business going. And then they jumped right into the business. Pulled out all the weaves and wigs, lace fronts. They were going to make that time worthwhile. They were going to be productive since they weren't invited to Nene's party.
Now, I will say this about Portia and her sister. Like, they had this discussion, and Lauren was like, yeah, what if she outgrows me? And Portia was kind of like, I'll never outgrow you, but... I mean, I feel like nothing was resolved. I'm like, Lauren, you still don't have nothing for your retirement.
Yeah,
girl.
It's totally true.
You still
don't
have any, you know, security. Portia could get mad at you and cut you out the business. And so she really still doesn't have anything.
What she spoke was true.
You know, for herself. And I feel like it was nice that they hugged. But yeah, are you going to give the girl a retirement plan, a 401k or something?
It needs to be in the books.
Yeah, yes. I don't think Lauren or Portia, for that matter, really recognize the value that is Lauren's work for Portia, because... you're not going to have someone who's so honest with you and is looking for your best interest like you're going to if you have a family member working for you. And, like...
And that eventually could stop. I could stop trusting you.
Exactly.
Right.
Especially if I get mad at you. I'm over here handling all your money. All your money. All your businesses. All your lace fronts and weaves. Mm-hmm. I'm all up in this. It's your name only. And then you don't want to recognize me financially... Or just in general, not that much recognition, I'm eventually going to start getting mad at you. That's not a good thing. What Portia needs to do is they need to go back to the table. And even though Portia is the face of this company and her name is on it, Lauren needs to be in the management owner section. It needs to be a 50-50 deal.
And it needs to be in writing. It doesn't need to be your sister giving you a hug saying,
thank
ooh,
you.
I got you.
It needs to be
that's
in writing.
Not your future.
So she feels like I built a company with my sister 50-50. She is the face of the company because she's on TV, but I run the business and it's a 50-50 deal.
Right.
But Portia wants to do 85-15 sisterly, no contract thing. Eventually that's going to run its course and that's going to get ugly.
Because let's be real, there would be no business without Lauren, because Portia is just the face. Like,
and you can tell she doesn't know how to do anything. Please.
Yeah. Lauren really is the backbone of all of that. And you need to like recognize, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses and see that your sister really is, you know, a big part of this, and appreciate her and properly compensate her, or you're going to be screwed later on.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I don't see Portia being like this amazing business savvy woman. Maybe I'm wrong. But from what I see, she should just focus on what she's been focusing on and let Lauren do the backside. But there needs to be some financial stability there. There needs to be a contract. There needs to be a separation, a division of assets that's equal. So both parties can move forward and everyone can be happy. I would be, like, when you treat your employees right, they're happy to work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
They want to do good for you and your company. They want to promote it right.
Exactly.
So when she's happy, I think they're going to really be in a good place where success can take them there. Exactly. I know from experience.
That is true.
Sisterly love, something that we cannot buy, so make sure that you really, really value that. And we move on to the gays and the women, the main event.
Oy vey.
Well, oh, the setup of the main event. We have we have her friends come over, and they're like a little confused as we are. What kind of party is this? Is this a distraction party? A never forget? Like, never forget, I'm sorry, not to bring up like a bad subject, but never forget, that's like the 9/11 logo, yeah. So I don't know.
Also, maybe it's just me, but the girls and gays, gays are not like a fun handbag that you take with you.
Yeah, I'm glad that you can see that.
It was just like, I don't know, like, I get that she wasn't being malicious, but at the same time I was that's a little tone deaf. Like, get it together.
I agree with that. However, even though they haven't termed it that, I feel like every Real Housewives franchise has a little, like, girl and gay thing. So mm-hmm. It's like every little group has, there's Derek J, and then the other guy with the plastic-looking hair that used to be gay friends with the, everybody has their little person. Mm-hmm. And then they have a little get-togethers in the, so I feel like everyone...
They all have their gays.
Right. Yeah. They've had gay and... girl and gay parties before is my point. I think they just don't call it that.
Yeah, I just think maybe like, I don't know. It just, I think someone said it, it's like, you know, it's like having a white people party and like bring your token black friend. Like, I'm not going to a party where it's like,
totally agree with what you guys are saying. Totally agree with Derek J. By the way, Derek J, I'm a little mad at you. You're supposed to be the fashion queen. You show up in a wife beater.
Yeah, also, those shoes were not doing it
for
me.
I'm sorry. Boo.
Always been like that, because he's always been like, he'll wear heels, jeans, and like a flash dance sweatshirt.
That's Atlanta, though. Like, that's Atlanta ratchet at its finest.
Well, not to broach from the subject, because I do want to talk about this, because I do feel it's important. I don't feel Nene was being malicious, and she said that I was coming from a pure place. 100% believe her. 100% believe her. That being said... eventually, it's going to get to a point where it's going to have to be talked about. Because I feel like every season and with every franchise, there's just a little bit of that kind of talk. Mm-hmm. It even happens at the reunion sometimes when we talk about gay people. You know, with Eddie being accused of being gay on OC, the reunion. And then they're like, well, what's wrong with being gay? You're accusing him like it's a bad thing. And Vicky's like, well, I like you to Andy. I like you. And it's just like, sometimes it's inappropriate. We're people... Yeah. We're not those kind of people. We're just people. So it's just eventually that sort of labeling has to kind of stop. Yeah. And it happens on every city with every franchise.
Right.
That being said, it's not that deep. I'm not tripping. And Nene, that wasn't coming from a bad place.
Yeah.
So we don't have to make it a whole charade. We're just saying, let's be a little bit more conscious of that sort of things. Because, we're not an accessory. We might be cool to hang out with. But we're not like a handbag that you just pick up. You actually have to call me and be my friend if you want me to come out, be sassy with you, and be a girlfriend to you. Mm-hmm. You can't just hire me. Actually, you can, but I'm really expensive.
Now, what did you guys think about, Bone Catcher Sheree? I thought it was so interesting that they showed a clip of her, like, totally bonding and spending with Kenya. And then she goes and she has, like, a one-on-one tete-a-tete with Kim. Like,
that's why we love her, though. You know,
I was like, okay, she's trying to get all her bones in one place. Yes. I'm not sure what she's doing.
I love Kenya and Sheree's little meetup at the Spin. Have you guys ever done Spin?
Yes.
Spin can kick your butt. Yes.
But it's very reward. Like, I take quite a few spin classes. Like, I even have the shorts with the padding, so like when you sit down, it doesn't hurt your butt.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I'm pretty hardcore about it. You don't get to look like. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, spin is like no joke. You like get off with like some jello legs afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done it a few times, but yeah, it's not really the thing.
Well, right before we get to that spin part, I do want to touch on something that happened at Nene's house with her friends, talking about the Never Forget white party, distraction party, whatever kind of party it is. We still don't know. She said, yeah, we call it Never Forget because Portia forgot she came to my house.
Oh my God.
And they made like this whole little thing about it. And then at the end... they were like, well, what if Portia shows up? And she's like, well, she doesn't know where I live. I'm a little confused.
I was very confused by that whole little segment.
Did you get that too?
Well, okay. one, I think, because you know NeNe does comedy. So I think that was a joke. Like, oh, she won't be able to show up because she claims she don't know where I live. So
got
she
it.
Was trying to be funny, but obviously not. and but I love you, NeNe. I don't know. It was kind of like just a whole let me beef about Portia type thing. Although she did bring up Phaedra again. I love it. I know. Phaedra.
I actually wrote bring up Phaedra.
Me too. Every week I'm going to be the one, Phaedra, I miss you, girl. So yes, we missed Phaedra again. But this is the first time NeNe is like explaining to everyone that she thinks Portia threw Phaedra under the bus. And I agree because I'm like, really? I kind of agree with her.
I love that NeNe is all of a sudden jumping on a Phaedra bandwagon, and she like she did her wrong.
Thank you. She's hated Phaedra from day one.
She rolled her. She backed the bus up. Like NeNe, Phaedra ain't even on the show. What are you doing, girl? Stop trying to make this whole beef with Portia that big. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. NeNe's just like looking for things. Like she's just making bricks out of nothing to like build this huge beef with Portia. That's just not that serious.
And I feel like everyone is not so scared of NeNe anymore. Like I think it's throwing her off because even Marlo came over and Marlo was throwing digs and NeNe was like, you need to be careful.
And Marlo was like, okay.
Yeah. But before we get there, let's just talk about the Kenya and Sheree meetup at the spin party. You know, Kenya offered her to, you know, let's team up for domestic violence. And she's like, well, I'm doing something for the coalition. Let me just make sure that we're okay. And then maybe we can do something together. I think it's fantastic they want to team up and do something, make a difference.
Yeah. I was glad to see that there was a point to the meeting up. Because when I first saw that Sheree was meeting up with Kenya, I was like,
because Kenya made it seem like, oh, okay, I want to meet up with her because she's the only person that was like, I'm happy that you're married.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's not really a reason to do lunch, though.
And I'm sure Sheree was saying it with some shade. Sheree's not just going to be like, I'm so happy you're married. Oh.
I mean, it was kind of fake when Sheree did it to begin with. So I was like, okay, Kenya, you're really thirsty for support right now. Like, for real. But it was cute. And the whole PSA thing, you know, I like that they're going to do stuff for the community and for domestic violence. And I think that's a great thing. You know, a great thing to promote. So that's a good thing.
It's a little fake, though, right?
Well, okay. One thing I thought was funny was Sheree was like, oh, I think it's a great idea. But she said off the top, I didn't say I was going to do it.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, y'all are ridiculous.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, yeah, you want me to do a commercial, but they want me to be an ambassador. So I was like, oh, okay. There was a little bit of, shade. Like, yeah, this
what
is just
a commercial. What
kind of car
would you like? Maybach.
Thank you. Exactly. But I'm going to be the whole ambassador, girl.
I know. So, there's always a little competition. That's why I was like, I'm waiting for the butt. I'm waiting for someone to be like, there was something weird about the meeting.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, yay.
But clearly, they're still frenemies.
Clearly.
And we move right into Candy, the cover of Essence. This is like her dream come true, apparently, because she has been wanting to be on the cover. She was dropping hints, apparently, and she's like, they finally recognized me. A-list Black Celebrity Magazine. Gals, what do you guys think?
I think she looked beautiful.
She did. She looked amazing. I was feeling all the outfits, the wind.
Yeah, she looked good.
It makes me want to go back and find that Essence.
I do have that Essence actually, and she does look.
Do you?
Yeah, I do get Essence.
I get it, but I don't know the way she said it.
I do get Essence.
I get all sorts of magazines, actually.
I'm just like a black woman, and I'm just getting Essence. Do get Essence.
Oh my god, I know what King is now. Wait, is that what you said? No, you said Jet earlier, sorry.
Oh.
I was like, wait a second, I know what you're talking about. Never mind, inside joke.
Isn't there is a King? Yeah. But I don't know, I guess like I didn't realize how...
It's been around forever.
It has been. I guess I have never really realized how big it is. It's kind of like it's like the BET of magazines for me. Like, for me, I was just like, oh yeah, like that's cool. But I didn't, like, overly think it. But when she was, like, really going into it, I was like, dang, I guess it is.
I mean, the thing I think is, Essence is big, but overall, magazines aren't big anymore. Like, nobody's... Like, I do get Essence in the mail, but I'm like, who has time to read all that paper? Like,
yeah,
I
don't just really look at the photos. That.
Like, other than who's going to be on the cover of Vogue, that's great. Am I out buying a big old Vogue magazine for my house? No way. So part of it, I think, is just it's a digital era. It's a new time. So the Jet thing came up because he's like, you know, and I was like, well, it's not like she's on the cover of Jet, which is like from the 80s or I don't know when it was from. But Essence is popular. There's still, you know,
I did
Ebony
check
magazine.
I was going to say, I did check to see if Beyonce had ever been on Essence. So and I can was, like, right? I can measure how important it was. And it, she was on the 2012.
And exactly. Kevin Hart hasn't been on Essence. Like, I mean, a lot of big time people. I mean, she's right about that.
Forget Kevin Hart. Oh,
well, good for Candy. She's on the cover of Essence, and she looked good. She and Drew's going to bring in the magazine next week so we could rate it.
Yeah.
But we move right into Will, the beautiful bald man, going on a date with Cynthia. They went to go get ice cream. He's a fan of strawberry, which I like. I love me some strawberry, and I love a man who loves strawberry.
He said, I could show you what I can do with some strawberries. And I said, interesting.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a second.
He is making her nervous. I was getting
Wait,
sweaty.
Wait, time out. The woman serving the ice cream was like, this is too much for ice cream, really? Like, I just do scoops. I don't do all this extra.
Plus, she was like, this is way too much. I feel like I'm right in the middle of it.
Yeah,
right.
She was like, I am not
she
here for this.
She was so uncomfortable. She was like...
But I like a guy that flirts. And I like a guy that flirts no matter who's watching, no matter what's going on.
He managed to make everything very sexual.
Well, like, he's letting her know. I want some of that. I want some of that Bailey chocolate.
When am I going to Lake Bailey? I was like, ooh, what does that mean?
And she's like, you can come swim in whenever you want. I'm just kidding. No. She said, if everything keeps going the way it is, you can come over soon.
She said, maybe I'll cook you some dinner. He said, let's go.
He's like, why are we here? Exactly. Why are we having ice cream when I could be at your house? That's exactly right.
Well, like, there is a reason why they're there, and they're not at the Bailey house. This man is becoming a blog star already. This is what happens when you date a reality star. They went on one date, and he was all over the blogs within the next couple weeks. How would you handle that? Well, we would handle it fine because we want to be, you know, all up on there. But for like a regular person, I don't think they can handle stuff like this.
Yeah. I actually have appeared in like a like gossip magazine, not even doing anything. I was just standing next to someone and I was talking to them while waiting for. I was standing next to Taylor Lautner with a friend of mine while we were waiting for our Ubers and we were talking to him. And like the next week, my mom was like, do you know, like, you and your friend are suspected love interests for Taylor Lautner? And she, like, sent me an article clipping from, like, Us Weekly. Where it's like, Taylor Lautner, I think he was dating, like, Ashley Benson at the time. It was like, Taylor Lautner stepping out on Ashley Benson.
I would have been like, it's true. Yes. Me and Taylor Lautner kissed, and he touched my butt. And I said, no, I can't do that to Ashley.
I said, I'm Team Edward.
Sorry, I'm Team Cullen. I like the white boys. Yeah, well,
it's tough if you're a normal person to deal with that extra.
I think he knew what he was getting himself into, though.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. I'm sure he did.
And he's like, I look good. Maybe we could be this.
He doesn't strike me as a type who's, like, annoyed by the attention. You know what I'm saying? He looks like
he asked her about it, but he didn't really. He just was kind of sitting there listening, waiting for her response, really. He didn't really seem.
He looks like he knows his angles. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of wanting attention. Marlo is back and more annoying than ever. My God.
I love Marlo.
Marlo is like the queen of bougetto. She is ghetto and trying to be bougie so bad. I love her.
Like, I love her. Everybody has a Marlo.
She has like Mr. T chains around her neck. I love it.
I'm wearing a robe.
Marlo and Sheree's fight when they can't even talk and they're like me. That is like seriously one of the best Real Housewives clips of Atlanta. Iconic.
So good. Yes.
Marlo is back. She made a little splash, jumped right into the pool of shade, throwing it at NeNe, talking about Porsche's house is bigger. Like,
she really went there.
NeNe was getting mad.
Go hard and go home. You got to
NeNe was like, all right, you need to relax. You coming in hot. Like, you need to sit down.
Guns a blazing.
So funny. She had on a robe with big old chains. And then as soon as she sat down, what's up with Porsche?
Okay,
isn't she
like
a neighbor?
She
is bigger than yours. That's what I'm talking about. Be straight to the point.
Out of all the women that have ever cameoed on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I feel like Marlo is one of the closest ones that's ever gotten to getting a peach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she has brought it hard.
I'm still holding out for her.
Yeah.
Y'all, she was there last year with the Who Said That?
I know.
She kicked it off.
She did. That I used that
Candy,
gif.
You
so
lesbian? Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that? You know, we should make our own Who Said That meme. You know how they do it on Facebook? Who said that? Who said that? All these angles. Who said that? Yes. Who said that? So freaking funny. If you don't get it, I'm sorry. But if you get it, you're probably laughing so hard right now.
It is hilarious.
It was so iconic.
I use that GIF all the time.
All the time.
For everything.
Yes. All the time. And speaking of, I mean, it's just like Cameo Central. Kim is back too. The white woman has returned, the original white girl from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yay.
I mean, she is like, clearly not all of us are very happy to have her back.
I'm excited, man. Nobody do a wig like Kim.
Okay, she started the wig. Yes.
I like don't really like Kim, but I like what Kim does for the show.
Well, she started and she came in hot talking about how Kenya married one of her fans and that, you know, they're, you know, you don't want to get that 46-year-old egg knocked up. Like, the shade is real.
I know. Just because Kim has 20,000 eggs, there's no reason for her to hate on other people.
You pretty know much.
That part.
Kim's got like 10 kids. I'm like, girl, fertile myrtle, as they call it.
Yes.
She just went right into it, and we're happy to have Kim. I love how she just wasn't sure how Nene was going to greet her. I kind of do agree with her. I feel like Nene and her, it's just always, you just never know.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the last time you saw someone, they like drove off and didn't speak to you, and now you're not invited, but you're going to go to their home, then yeah, you might be wondering how they're going to greet you because you weren't invited to their house.
And Nene kind of brushed that off when she went in. She was like, girl, I'm going to give you what you gave me. Like, what was that about? It was weird.
Yeah.
Well, what was weird, too, was...
Do you think Nene didn't want to talk to her because there was no cameras?
Well, I don't know. But you know what, though? I think what Nene might have meant, too, was when they first got into the party, Nene was nice to her and happy. And then Kim was the one who was like, didn't you see me in the parking lot? You know, which seemed weird because it's like, okay, she's being nice to you. Why are you bringing up something crazy like that?
But then I thought they were... When later on in the episode, when Kenya and Kim have the little showdown,
she was laughing.
Nene was gassing that up real quick. She was like, you hear what Kim said?
She was like, look at Kim over there. Because Kim was like,
yeah,
making all these faces, big old lips. Love it. Can't wait to get some gifs out of that episode.
Yup. I know. Hilarious.
The party starts. There's white everywhere. There's gays everywhere. There's women everywhere. Greg's running around, wiping down counters. Derek J comes in a wife beater. Very disappointed in that. What do we think about this party? It's obviously a setup, but the fire starts right away with Kenya and Kim going at it.
Okay, first of all, before we get to Kenya and Kim, what was up with Nene yelling across the backyard like she's in the hood or something? Isn't that Kim? And she's like yelling. It was so country and ghetto though. I'm sorry.
They are in the country.
Yes. I'm like, everybody's in white. You have your waiters and stuff, and now you're yelling like you're in the backyard.
Is that Kim Z?
And she kept yelling. And then I was like, yeah, you could get up and speak to her like a human person.
Let me tell you about hood rats. As a ex-hood rat, I can tell you that you can take...
Reformed, honey. It's reformed.
Whatever. You can take the girl out of the hood, but you can never really take the hood out of the girl. You know what I'm saying? We saw that.
Yes. Nene brought all of her ratchet all the way back.
I lived.
She always does.
I lived.
And Kim was weird with the Kenya thing. Like, she just started from the beginning, as soon as, like, I don't think she hugged everybody, but she didn't hug Kenya. And she just kind of...
Kim's one of those that she will hold on to it and she'll pull it out.
Yeah, she went hard.
And Kenya went hard on her last time with the duck lips and the husband. So Kim's like, I got something for that ass. I got something for that fake butt, fake lips, fake face, fake hair. She was ready to go. The ammo was there. Don't mess with that white girl. She's ready to go. She's been hanging around these ladies for a while.
Yeah, she's ready.
Don't underestimate her. Her and her 10 kids. That uterus is strong.
Yes.
Jeez. Well, they just went right into it. I can't wait for next episode. Let's go into a little bit of news and gossip. The girls have some news and gossip for us. Yeah. Girls.
AfterBuzz TV.
What Shaw got for us?
Would you like to start it off?
Well, as I am a huge Phaedra fan, I'll start off with Phaedra recently signed a contract with Wilhelmina Models. So her 5'1" butt is going to be getting her model on. Yay, because she's also a lawyer and bearing people, so she needs jobs. I don't know. But
how'd she pull that off?
I don't know. But she looked really good. Like
She looked amazing in that promo photo. Yeah. Amazing.
Her body was tight. I was like, she's getting it.
Wilhelmina models, yeah. Phaedra? Ooh!
I was like, come on, snatched waist.
Yes.
She's looking good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Drew?
We also got some pictures of Kenya in Barbados with her mans, and apparently she's down there doing, like, in vitro, trying to get pregnant, trying to have a baby, which I think it's kind of weird. She's going to Barbados, but we were talking about it earlier. Maybe it's, like...
cheaper down there?
Cheaper. But does that mean it's going to be, like... is it, like, a bougie vacation and then, like, you also get pregnant on it? Or is it, like, trying to go to, like, Tijuana to get a boob job? You know what I'm saying? Where it's, like, sketchy.
Well, you never know with Kenya. I don't know,
but I like to support my people, so I like to think that they're doing a great job and they also, you know...
yeah.
Feed you well. I don't know.
Kenya's been really just trying for the years to really find that love, really find mm-hmm. a family unit. Let's not hate on her. Let's just let her have it. Good for you, baby.
Yeah.
Now, I did also read just today that Brielle, I think, posted on Instagram, I want to say, that Kim might be pregnant with baby number 7.
Whew. That is completely ridiculous.
That hurts.
That me. I mean, because I'm like, no that wonder is, she's trying so hard because her husband doesn't play football anymore, right? I'm like,
that's too many kids.
Yeah, mm-mm. You can't, you know, after a while.
Look, I'm all about the family and stuff, and I'm glad that she got, like, basically a second chance at life. Rose the psychic will never forget you. She completely predicted this.
Yeah.
Remember when she went to the psychic in, like, season 1, and she was like, you're not done. You're actually going to marry the man of your dreams and have, like, 4 more kids.
Yeah.
And we were all like, you are smoking crack, Rose, the psychic.
Bring her back.
That is not going to happen. Back. Like, Kim is crazy. Gosh. She lied about cancer. She wears wigs. She's a recording star, Pharrell. Oh, my God. No, not Pharrell. What's his name? The DJ from season 1 that was trying to record her album, Cowboy.
Hmm. Cowboy. I forgot.
His last name is Cowboy.
I'm having a...
No Scrubs DJ, producer.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Dallas Austin.
Yes, Dallas. Okay.
Season... this is a Real Housewives of Atlanta expert exactly. Right here, baby.
Yes. Real. It is all in there.
We remember everything. So now that we've done a little news and gossip.
Oh, we got one more.
Oh,
this is actually a lot kind of last minute update. Tonight during the show, Kenya tweeted about Kim saying, Kim screwed Big Papa, a married man for years, but she's worried about my husband and my life. Worry about your husband, not mine. Hashtag trash box. Hashtag Real Housewives of Atlanta. To which Kim responded, sweetie, I've been married 6 years, move on. But you call your man baby to try and be like me. You have a white Bentley that I had years ago to be like me. Remember, sweetie, I'm on 2 shows and you aren't even on 1. Hashtag fired. So...
what do you mean Kenya's fired?
What do you mean Kenya's fired? Indeed, I don't know. I looked it up to see if there's anything else on it. I didn't see anything about Kenya being fired.
I don't think Kenya's fired.
I mean, I feel like The Real Housewives is... like, it wouldn't be the same without Kenya.
It wouldn't be the same, but this husband storyline is hurting her. So I can see where, if she doesn't get it together, if we don't see him by the end of the season, cut her. Because I'm tired of magical, her talking to a voicemail. I'm not watching that all season.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if I could watch her talking to a voicemail for 23 weeks, like, no way.
Who do you think would replace her?
Well, let's talk about it. We're going to go right into our AfterBuzz predictions for this season, for the rest of the season of Atlanta. What are you predicting?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Erica?
I am predicting that... what am I predicting? I'm predicting that we're going to have to see Kenya's husband sooner or later.
What about the next episode? What do you think is going to happen with that fight?
Oh, yeah. I think Nene's probably going to kick Kim out. Really? Or maybe both, because Kenya went hard with that thing about prostituting her daughter for John Legend. That was...
Wait a minute.
Is this the time... no, maybe, because remember Brielle does a thing with the roach? Didn't Brielle find a roach in Nene's house or something?
I think that's a different...
It's a different episode, yeah. And it all comes out, like, Kim and Nene are not good right now. So it's all over the internet.
Yeah, I think Nene might end up kicking Kim out.
I would say, yeah, Nene and Kenya are in a pretty good place.
Yeah,
so.
I think Nene's going to side with Kenya and kick him out. That's my prediction.
Sheree mentioned a San Francisco trip earlier in the episode, and so I don't know if that's going to be next episode, but I do predict some ish is going to go down on that trip, because they just San Francisco is a messy city already. So bring those girls there. It's going to get messy.
I predict Marlo is going to come back. She's going to make a splash.
Give her a
feel like she's really going to dip in this season because she's going hard. Mm-hmm. It's been 4 years. I love how they brought up that little clip about, she said, she needs to fix that Donald Trump hair, too.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Timely. Ooh. Who knew?
Oh, I can't believe I said his name. 45. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us on your Sunday night AfterBuzz TV panel, the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And check out my new film that's coming out next month, showing everywhere, called Las Marias.
Yeah.
A little half drag, a little nudity, but lots of comedy. Girls.
Ooh, I'm there. My name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey, folks, I'm Erica Edwards. Follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards.
Guys, thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next week after Buzz. Bye.
Bye. Ciao for now, folks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.